The AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at a mixture of clouds and sun. We'll have a high of about 30 degrees. Temperature-wise, we go around the area. We start out in Kenosha, where it's 24, 23 in Burlington, Milwaukee 25 at this hour, and it's also 24 degrees in Racine. There was an overnight shooting incident that occurred inside an apartment in the 1400 block of West Street in Union Grove. It is under investigation by the Racine County Sheriff's Department. So it's just after midnight, County Dispatch Center gets a 911 call about a woman shooting a man in the stomach. The initial concern for the deputies who were going to the scene, the status of the weapon and making it secure. Once that was in place, rescue was then allowed to come into the scene to deal with the victim. Flight for Life contacted about picking up that man in the parking lot of Union Grove High School. The man was then taken up to Frederick Hospital. Aside from the alleged offender, there were also reportedly at least two witnesses to what took place. Kenosha firefighters called out just before daybreak to a residence in the 6000 block of 18th Avenue, where the occupants there were forced into the elements because the sprinkler system had activated and a gas smell had been detected, though there was no report of any smoke or flames. The call came in around 5 o'clock or so this morning. City bus was also brought in to temporarily house the occupants. Crews then worked on the problem. We Energies was also contacted about reporting to that location. Kenosha's transit system, those patrons are going to be noticing some changes once the new year rolls around. Alderman Anthony Kennedy telling his colleagues recently at the latest council meeting that in addition to the beginning of some expanded routes, fares for most bus rides, well, the riders are going to have to pay a little bit more to ride the buses.
And those prices are going from $1.75 to $2, cash fare from $1.25 to $1.50 for students. And a disabled and elderly fare is going from 85 cents to a dollar.
But Kennedy noted bus rides are going to be free for members of the military, both active and retired. Additionally, expanded routes are set to go in March. They originally were supposed to go once the new year rolled around, but there's been a shortage of drivers found by the transit system, so they're going to have to wait on that until March. City of Racine residents, just a reminder about solid waste collection. It's a regular Tuesday pickup day for both solid waste and recycling. However, it is also a special pickup for those in the normal Friday zone, but only solid waste, not recyclables. Yesterday's normal solid waste collection, that was skipped because of the holiday designation. That is going to be picked up along with normal Wednesday zone collections tomorrow. This unusual amendment to the DPW solid waste pickup schedule, so those in the Friday and the Monday pickup areas don't get left with 3 weeks of solid waste materials. Again, though, anybody affected with the Friday-Monday schedule change, you will not have your recyclables picked up until your next scheduled date on the normal schedule. Packers fans, you need to take note, the game this coming Sunday against the Lions in Detroit will not be at noon. It's going to be at night. The NFL has flexed the game because of the importance of it. Head coach Mike McCarthy's team, meanwhile, has been in these situations before, and the coach feels pretty good about how they've been playing of late.
I think anytime you have experience, it gives you something to draw from, and frankly, I think it's more for the players in the locker room, sharing it with the young players, that, you know, our first-year players that have not been in this situation before. But every year is unique. Every year is, you know, the specifics are to who you're playing, you know, what's going into the game.
Packers going into the game with a 5-game win streak and a 9-6 record. The Lions, they are also 9-6. They come off a loss to the Dallas Cowboys last night. Southeast Wisconsin gasoline prices, they have been on an upward trend of late. AAA Wisconsin reporting the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded, now about $2.34, which is 14 cents more than last week. City of Racine has within its boundaries a number of historic districts that exist without signs to inform the public, and that is something that the Office of City Development is working on in terms of maybe applying to the state for some grant money. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski recently told the Landmarks Preservation Commission about their office looking at maybe putting up these State Historical Society markers as part of a special project. Vivian Merlo, part of the Preservation Racine effort years ago to get a marker for the Southside Blake House, taking note it was less costly and it offered up more local control on what they could put on the sign.
Not only was it less expensive, but whether Preservation Racine writes it, whether you write it, they will vet the information. And what held that marker up was the number of seats in the Opera House did not match by 25. And they would not put their little beaver on the marker until we could for sure prove it. And we're pretty good at doing research.
Landmarks Commission was told that if the city decided to go ahead with the process of securing historical markers, might be better to go with bronze versus aluminum because of the road salt damage potential. Sometime in the spring semester, a group of University of Wisconsin-Madison students have plans to carry sex toys on campus in protest of a bill that might come before the state legislature next year to allow concealed weapons in public colleges or university classrooms. The bill is going to come from Kewaskum Republican Jesse Kramer of Kewaskum. He's talked about it. He dismisses the protest, though, as just a small group of students and a couple of professors who are scared of guns just because it's a gun. Kramer says he's also been contacted by professors and students in support of the legislation. This protest would be modeled after something similar done by students at the University of Texas back in August. A Minnesota developer reportedly wants to convert the former St. Croix Meadows dog track into a baseball field. The track at Hudson, one of five built around the state, including Kenosha, closed 15 years ago. KF Investments reportedly plans to build a North Woods League baseball field on that 131-acre site. The announced sale price of the property is $8 million, though nothing's been finalized at this point. As for the Greyhounds, well, they raced for only 10 years. After the Hudson track opened back in 01, attendance quickly fell off. Efforts to make way for a casino, that failed. Received needed state approval, that didn't come. The governor at the time denied that. Same as in Kenosha, which ironically also has a North Woods League team, the Kingfish, albeit at a different venue. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.